Today we celebrate the memorial of St. Joseph the Worker, and I think it's important that we listen to what the words in the psalm has to say to us today, that Lord, give us success through the work of our hands, because that's how many of us identify with St. Joseph, being the worker. He did many things out of obedience and cooperation with God's will. I think that's our message today, is that we need to use St. Joseph as an example in our lives and be obedient and cooperate with God's will in our lives. As we heard in the gospel today, Jesus begins to preach, and initially they were astonished with what he had to say, but they couldn't get past their mind that this was the carpenter's son. And how could the carpenter's son be our king? Because they were expecting a king. They couldn't get past that. So what do? They take offense at him. He's rejected by the people in his native place. And so how does St. Joseph do it? Because St. Joseph would have experienced the same thing from the people at that time, a certain rejection, because they wouldn't have seen him as being the foster father of Jesus, the Son of God, but as a carpenter. I think it shows us in the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians that he does it out of love, and that's where he finds this peace, the peace of Christ or the peace of God, and it's in his heart, and that's what controls the heart, and that's what guides his will, is his heart. He's not letting his mind guide his will. So let us ask God for the courage today to be like St. Joseph the worker, to be Jesus' hands and feet on this earth and do Jesus' good work.